This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Howdy doody, howdy doody 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 doody. It is our duty to God, country.
Did you say duty a bunch of times?
I did say duty a bunch of times. Thank you, Jennifer, for recognizing that. That's the lovely voice of Jennifer Horn. Victoria Keelan is here. Kara Schillen is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Let's check out what's going on in the drinking department. Drinking in the news. There's a new study by researchers that finds that light drinking during pregnancy may not be as harmful as previously thought. It's convenient. Wonder who did
Perfect.
The study. Is Jennifer getting all ready to get? How are you both doing on the getting pregnant department? Anything happening?
Lord. Oh boy.
Here's an answer.
You can answer.
Nanya.
Nanya. Really? All right. You're going to tell me here. By the way, we're having breakfast. We have several choices for breakfast this weekend, Jennifer. Apparently.
Is this going to be one of those
Saturday
fake times? Is this actually going to happen?
Am I going to meet Jeff? That's the thing. I'm not much point yet.
We got to work on it. He's got kids this weekend, but we might maybe Uncle Dougie will get to meet his new niece and nephew.
Yeah. It's okay. I can check that out.
That would be interesting.
That would be very interesting. Maybe bring Brendan along. That would be good, too. Anyway. Adverse effects.
He's actually good with kids, so that would
Brendan's
be good.
Great with kids. Oh, it's fabulous with kids, yeah. Anyway, let's get back to drinking. If you are pregnant and you drink too much, it would seem even the slowest of us could figure that wouldn't be good. It's like smoking or doing weed or any of those things. Listen to me. Doing weed. How about that? Smoking.
What did you call weed before? What did you think it was called? And it was actually coke?
Blow.
Blow.
Oh, that's right, because you blow smoke.
So it was that important for you to recall something that was an embarrassing moment for me?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I see. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Here we go. What was that? Where's that spot that I just did a little bit ago about hiring the wrong people? What did you do? What's the... Excuse me. So, meanwhile, for the third time, back to drinking whilst pregnant. A lot of studies, researchers found new reliable studies that looked at the effect of light drinking, which are a couple of drinks a week, and what it did for babies. David Spiegelhalter, who is a professor, and this is interesting because this was done at the University of Cambridge in England. His job is professor for the public understanding of risk. How about that for a title? Hmm. He was enthusiastic about the findings. He said, this valuable and humane study has shown that warnings about the dangers of drinking alcohol during pregnancy are not justified by the evidence. What he didn't say is that the study was paid for by the English Association of Pub Owners.
Well, you know, I actually have had several friends of mine who have been pregnant recently who have been told by their doctors it's okay to drink a glass of wine a week. Now, not a day, not, you know, whatever, but a glass of wine a week or maybe two is kind of like the new normal, which is weird because when you go out, you know, to a happy hour with a friend that's pregnant, you think, oh, well, they're just going to not be drinking. And then when they order a glass of wine, you're like, oh. Right. But apparently it's okay
now. It looks
now.
Weird to Americans. Yeah. But in Europe, this has been common forever. It just... You know, in the last, right before women give birth or right at the end there, a lot of doctors in Europe have always said, you know, have a pint of Guinness in Ireland because it helps bring on contractions. I mean, that's could be an old wives' tale. Maybe there's something to it. I don't know. But you see that happen a lot. And then a friend of mine who lives in France, she said that when she was pregnant last year, she had a glass of red, I think it was once a week or maybe once every 2 weeks. And her doctor said she asked about that because, you know, being American but living over there, she was like, oh, is that okay? And he just looked at her like, yeah, everyone does it. Like, it's weird to Americans, I think, to see that. But
well,
in Europe,
it's
definitely different.
We have sort of a strange idea about these sorts of things. It's the same things. We have a very immature look at sex and mm-hmm. that stuff. I mean,
we're prudish,
Yeah, right. We're prudes. Puritans, in a manner of speaking. All right, so let's keep working. As long as we're on the wine level here, we have a sommelier in our midst. New study by researchers finds... here's the wine lovers thing that I'm looking at. Wine lovers. Jennifer, you're a wine lover.
Me.
Would you say, Victoria Carey, you're wine lovers or you're just...
Oh, I'm a wine lover.
Oh, yeah, I was a wine lover this weekend.
Really? Well, here's a newly published study finding that price tags may sway our taste buds somewhat. Our frontal cortex, the medial frontal cortex, or to be specific, medial prefrontal
cortex.
Everybody
needs to shower off.
And the ventral striatum trick our brains into thinking the higher price, the better the hooch when it comes to wine. So those of you who are spending a lot of money on wine, Jennifer probably can tell you that there are plenty of wines that are inexpensive that are really good, right?
Oh, yeah. First of all, people always think, well, what's the best wine? And they feel very insecure about what they're tasting.
Yeah.
The idea is if you find a wine that you like, then that's a good wine. It can be $2 or it can be $200. But you have to really just trust your taste buds, and there's no right or wrong answer. If somebody likes White Zinfandel, God love them, drink White Zinfandel. Even though that's, you know, sort of out of, it's not something I like because it's a little too sweet, that doesn't mean that people can't do it.
I'd probably like it though, right?
For $15... you should be able to find a very drinkable bottle of wine.
Really? So mm-hmm. there are some people who are trying to prove that this is the same as sort of the placebo effect. If you pay more, you think you're going to get something better. But apparently that's not the case from this actual taste test, right, Victoria? The test subject saw a price tag. They sipped a little bit of the wine through a tube. After they rated each wine on... 1 to 9 point scale, they rinsed their mouths out with soap and tasted the next wine. I guess they used soap.
Right, but seeing the price tag before and then taking a sip, there's a preconceived notion there.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, it is a placebo effect. It's the same wine all along that they were drinking, so I do think that is kind
of funny.
But I've definitely seen a lot. I mean, I'm not a price snob at all with wine. I mean, I've taken sips of a really, you know, an expensive glass of wine at a restaurant and I don't like it and I just order something else and I'll order something that might be cheaper and I don't care. I just want what tastes best. Mm-hmm. But so many people think that, you know, that they need to be fancy or whatever. I don't know.
Right.
It's a very bizarre, and I'm sure Jen sees this a lot too.
I've had glasses of wine from $1,800 a bottle bottles. I mean, I had one from like a $3,000 bottle.
Whoa.
And to me, these are, for some people, it's awesome and it's a great collection. For me, they tasted like they were getting old because these are wines that people can put in their cellar and hunker down for a while. I prefer a wine that's, in this last decade at least. That just tastes better to me. But that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that those people are silly for doing that. If they enjoy it, you know, go for it. But
my favorite wine.
Don't let it be too stuffy. Just drink what you like.
Right.
Is Welch's.
That's not wine, Dougie. Huh? That's grape juice.
Mm. Tastes good to me.
And it's all sugar, which is in keeping with the theme of Doug's diet.
Thank you. All right, Starbucks not doing what's in the best interest of their customers, so their customers say they have tried out that old tactic of delivering some good news with some bad news. Seems to have backfired. A lot of people were excited about the much-heralded seasonal release of the pumpkin spice latte. Yes, it's pumpkin time. Amid the return of this taste of fall, Starbucks discreetly raised the price on some other items at locations throughout the country. Depending on the market size, customers get increases of 10 to 20 cents on some of their brewed coffee, 10 to 30 cents on some of the espresso beverages, 10% of Starbucks menu saw a price increase. Customers took to social media to complain in a move that contradicts all the other retail outlets. Starbucks is actually closing down its online store because of lackluster sales. How do you sell coffee online? Would have been my question.
Well,
what are they selling?
Coffee?
Yeah, bags
online?
Of
Well, if you buy it, oh, I'm just thinking about brewed coffee.
Yeah, remember BuzzBox, our old sponsor?
Yeah,
like
I do
that.
Remember that. Yeah, okay. So that's not working, though, for him, apparently.
No.
Does that kind of stuff get sold on Amazon, too? Or you can buy this kind of stuff on
Amazon? Oh, yeah, coffee. You can buy Starbucks cards on Amazon. You can buy everything on Amazon.
Really? All right, so now the pumpkin spice mania apparently gone to extreme levels. So why do people get so excited about this?
Because pumpkin spice is delicious. Are you kidding? I actually, walking around Grand Junction this weekend, we went to the downtown area and did a little walking. There was a sign. It says, "He who controls the pumpkin spice controls the world."
So women are dyeing their hair pumpkin spice color?
God. Okay, well, that's just the, look. There are people that take things to the extreme.
Pumpkin
all
spice
the
cosmetic products? But pumpkin spice Oreos?
Oh, they're everywhere.
Yes,
I went to the grocery store.
Pumpkin spice Kit Kats?
Oh, yeah. Yes, please.
Yes. I've never had it before, though. I imagine it's just kind of cinnamony.
Kit Kat pumpkin pie?
Whatever. I'll take it. I'll try it.
I don't believe in it. I'll have actual pumpkin pie and actual pumpkin
spice
things,
cough
but,
drops.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
Yeah. They actually have deodorant and stuff.
Pumpkin spice latte ice cream.
Ice cream is very good. Pumpkin spice ice cream.
I've heard that Halo Top has pumpkin spice. That's really good. I haven't tried it, but yes, I think they have it. So you'll have to go try that.
19 past the hour. This is the DJV show.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel, and as a well-educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Texting after 3 glasses of Merlot? Unwise. Using new Zizol for 24-hour relief of your allergy symptoms? Quite wise. Because Zizol is just as effective at hour 24 as it is at hour 1, relieving your symptoms for a better night's sleep and a more productive day. So for continuous 24-hour allergy relief, don't be unwise. Be wise all. Take new Zizol. Use as directed.
Oh my goodness, I am tired of being known only as the guy who turns into a werewolf at the full moon. There's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Sure, they could save you money, but Geico also has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. So you know people love them. And yeah, I become a man beast once a month, but I become the world's greatest crepe chef every single Saturday morning.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Hey, it's Larry. Thanks for calling, but I'm buried in books at the library right now trying to figure out what all these hidden fees are on my mobile bill. State fees, federal fees, administrative fees, NTS surcharge? What the heck is an NTS surcharge? If you know, could you please leave a message? Well, do I need a switch?
Getting buried in hidden fees? Switch to Boost Mobile, where your taxes and fees are now included on all plans. Plus, get 2 lines with 3 gigs of 4G LTE per line for just $50, all on the fast and reliable Sprint nationwide network. With Metro PCS, you'll spend $5 more and only get 2 gigs. Sorry, Metro PCS. Switch happens. Boost makes it easy to switch. Switching makes it easy to save.
Offer ends 11/2/17. Primary line is $50 with second line $0 per month. The total sales price includes the charge for services, taxes, and fees. Requires 1 line to port in. Lines include unlimited talk, text, and data. Once high-speed data, alarm and reach. Speeds reduced to 2G speeds until next line cycle. Comparison based on Metro PCS's 2 lines for $55 per month. 2-gigabyte plan as of 8/21/17. For additional details, visit their website. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
With great deals on laptops at Staples, you can run your business with confidence. The confidence that with your new laptop, you'll lap the competition. The confidence to know your tech will be up to date, no matter what today's date is. The confidence to score hot new laptops and replace the ones that literally smoke. Everything your business needs for less at Staples. Now an HP Pavilion laptop with Intel Core i5 processor is $469.99, a savings of $170. Staples, it's pro time. Expires 9/23/17.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm in love with the shape of you. I push and pull like a magnet. Although my heart is falling too, I'm in love with your body.
This is Ed Sheeran at a concert scheduled for St. Louis this past weekend, as did U2, but they were canceled because of security concerns as the violence, the protesting continued. You'll recall, or you know, that the former white police officer, well, he wasn't formerly white, he was always white, former police officer who was white, who was acquitted in the trial, was accused of shooting a black man. So Live Nation and U2 wrote in a statement that the St. Louis Police Department would not be able to provide the standard of protection for the audience as would be expected, and so they canceled. Live Nation also informed that the local crowd security personnel would not be at full capacity either. So they posted, quote, in light of this information, we can't in good conscience risk our fans' safety by proceeding with the concert. As much as we regret having canceled, we feel it's the only acceptable course of action in the current environment. The U2 show is supposed to be held at the Dome in America Center. 70,000 people signed up for that. Ed Sheeran was booked for a Scott Trade Center. Fans who purchase tickets to those concerts will be issued refunds. So, for those of you who don't know, who were absent this weekend, there were a lot of protests. Some were pretty violent, broke out after the police officer Jason Stockley was found innocent or not guilty. I don't know what the difference is. First-degree murder and armed criminal action. This goes back to 2011. He shot 24-year-old Lamar Smith 5 times after a high-speed chase. 32 people were arrested in the protest Friday. I don't get this. Just
I don't get it.
And it's very annoying, frankly. I wasn't there, but these things, there's got to be something. All these occurrences and all of the backlash and the aftermath and the trials, and nobody's ever guilty of anything.
I find that so surprising, too. I don't know why I keep being surprised every time, but someone's dead. Like, how in all of these circumstances no one's found guilty? I don't know. It's a head-scratcher.
Here's part of it, and I think the bigger part of it, is that the black community, the black population in this country needs leadership, and they need leadership immediately, because, and this is not about dividing by race, but there is so much anger bubbling, and there needs to be a way to channel it into positive instead of burning down their own cities and burning down their own local businesses. It's just going to cause more pain.
There's that, but I think that something has to give eventually. And I'm not, you know, maybe some people are doing the wrong thing in these situations, and that's why.
Burning down a city.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
It doesn't help anybody.
It's true, but I think that people need to stop getting shot.
Why was he running? This is what I don't get. Just pull over. Take the arrest. Why run? I mean, I'm not saying that this is an excuse for a police officer to shoot you 5 times and kill you, but why not stop and put your hands on the steering wheel and take the arrest?
You know, I would agree
with
that.
That's what I would do.
If we didn't have cases like Philando Castile, then maybe I could agree, but there are just too many times that someone...
Even when you do the right thing, it ends up in a death sometimes.
Well, we certainly have, and don't have to go any further than the Emmys to see what kind of racial stuff there is. We've the pendulum swinging too much back and forth, and there's no middle ground, and it's not healthy, no matter what. I think there's too much emphasis on race for race's sake. You're a good actor first, not a good black actor or a good white actor, and the same is true with police. Or any, and that's the trouble from my perspective. Way too much emphasis on race as a cause and an issue on both sides. 28 past the hour.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. A recent University of Phoenix College of Education survey conducted online by Harris Poll reveals 62% of American K-12 teachers assign less than 3 hours of homework per week, challenging the notion that American teachers are continuing a reliance on outside schoolwork. Pamela Rogeman with University of Phoenix.
Many educators are embracing new models of learning in lieu of traditional homework assignments. Teachers are opting for work outside of class that provides students with different experiences rather than just more skill and drill practice.
The survey also reveals an increase in the use of technology as a useful resource for educators and students alike, but many teachers remain wary of technology's impact on learning.
The data suggests that many teachers are introducing EdTech cautiously. In some cases, they are unfamiliar with certain resources, but more often they worry that personal devices will become an unwelcome distraction.
For more information, go to phoenix.edu/education.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
Alan Taylor here, and I wanted to share the news with you about the new Haynes Manuals Online. They're the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information, and they now offer online manuals that are formatted to fit all electronic devices. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of the Haynes printed manual, but with so many added features that help you get the job done right. I ordered one for my car and access it right through my tablet. There are now over 180 Haynes Manuals Online available covering cars, trucks, and motorcycles. You can order yours today at Haynes.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Four at the hour now. This is the DJ V Experience, par excellence. Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. Victoria Keevan is in New York City. Or actually not. She's at her... This is something I'm going to pay a tribute to you before we get into something here. Or to... I'm not sure who I'm paying tribute to. Maybe you... Maybe just your family. Who in this day and age likes to go to their parents' house on the weekend? I find it...
I do that all the time.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I think it's cool.
We're here every
Victoria
weekend.
Victoria and her husband go down to her mother's and father's place on the shore. I'm sure it's a cool place to go, but the fact that you go there and you're welcome with open arms, a lot of times families can get a little stuffy and huffy. I don't want to go visit my mother-in-law.
That's the buried lead is Lewis, your new husband, Victoria, wanting to spend time with your parents. That's pretty cool.
It's really, really sweet. My parents adore him. It's mutual. It's so nice for me to be in a situation like that.
His parents adore you too?
No. No, they do not.
No.
His dad likes me, I think.
Yeah. Okay.
But no, I mean that's look. It's
I
the
just thought
answer,
I mean I'm, it's an know? Observation. The fact that you go there and it's kind of cool. That,
yeah.
I think it's neat.
Well, we
it's
feel the same way. Yeah.
Yeah. Good.
We're really lucky because when you have it on the other end, for me, I don't have a good in-law situation at all, and I don't want to spend any time around them. So at least someone's winning here. So
that's a good rather winning. Okay, yeah. Let's talk about the military drills. oh, the Korean Peninsula, the U.S., South Korea, China, and Russia, all aiming their barbs both with words and with actions at North Korea. And again, why it is that we're all of this stuff for, and just somebody go in, one bullet is all it would take. One bullet man. Donald Trump has a new name for Kim Jong-un. He's calling him the Rocket Man. Crank this up, will you please? Alright. I don't know what else to say about that. It's just...
Well, the reason that this is a front of mind, we could say that,
is that what? I'm sorry, is it what?
The reason that this is front of mind is because Trump is in New York and he's going to be addressing the UN for the very first time, which should be, you pop your popcorn, this should actually be a good Trump speech, because you have a lot of global elitists who like to sanction people and then never follow through in the UN, and then you have Trump coming to town and not too happy with Rocket Man. It should be an interesting address to the UN, maybe one of the most interesting ever. Who knows?
Yeah.
So is this going to, I mean, I know I have not, I've heard him make threats, you know, we all have. The whole world has heard him say things like, you know, unleash fire and brimstone or whatever he said is going to fire and fury. But, I mean, has Trump actually said what he thinks the solution should be for North Korea, or is this the speech where we're going to get a real answer? Because I feel like
I haven't heard
the real answer yet.
Well, I think you're going to hear a lot of pressure in the direction of China. And really, that here's the thing. No president, I think this president is more likely than others, but no president wants to initiate a war with North Korea. That's not going to be good for anybody. It's not going to be good for me sitting in Los Angeles. It's not going to be good for Japan. It's not going to be good for South Korea. So there's no president in their right mind that would want to initiate this kind of war, because unless you can effectively take out all of the air support that North Korea has, they will get at least one missile off. They will. And so the answer comes from China, who has not only been the currency manipulator that Trump called them out to be, but they've also been propping up the economy of North Korea, and they continue to do that, even though to our face, they tell us that they're going to be helping us and that they're going to try to sanction us. So the pressure is really now on the shoulders squarely of China to knock it off. Stop giving them coal, stop giving them fuel, and isolate North Korea. It's the only way that this works without violence.
I have no faith in China, unfortunately. You know, I think
and
everything you're saying,
because
Janice,
the only
right.
other option yeah. is going to war, and I don't think this president will shy away from that if he has to.
Well, but you never have to. There's always a better way. It's just figuring it out and talking and using either diplomacy or, as I said, all it takes is one bullet. And
the disgust. Well, it takes one bullet, but then what's next?
War.
I mean, this is a whole chain of
people. You know what? I'm really
tired
of hearing
that. Been, but this
so
country
what?
Has been brainwashed.
And, well,
and so they believe that Kim Jong-un is a god. He has brothers.
I don't believe that.
He has children. Believe it, because that's all there. That's the only influence. Unless you can start getting other cultures in there, or you can get them the internet, these people do believe that, because it's all they have.
Yeah. It is, in this world, the ignorance that's fostered there is hard to believe. And when CBS gets and PBS is able to get a reporter in with a lapel camera and go around and see what really is going on there, people dead on the streets. You can go up and down in any city in North Korea. The bodies just lay on the side of the street, and they come along every day and pick them up and throw them in a wagon, like some 18th century reality that goes on there. People can't. I mean, they can't be that shut out from reality that they can accept that sort of thing. I mean, we're talking about almost prehistoric values here. It's difficult to believe.
One of the things we need to learn from this, because I'm all about learning from things, is that essentially America paid for their nuclear program.
Yeah.
This is what Bill Clinton set up with them. He celebrated a victory, like Obama did with Iran, celebrating a victory that they're going to slow their path to nuclear weapons. But guess what? We not only did they get a path to weapons, but we actually gave them all the stuff they needed. Money. We sold them we sold them arms. These are things that we need to learn moving forward. I'm not trying to put huge fingers on the Clinton administration and the Obama administration, but we better learn that doing this with other countries is not the wisest thing.
They all do it. Bush says the same
thing.
The military-industrial connection to reality is disgusting. It's sickening that we have this much stuff being spent on war, war materials, killing people. It's just disgusting.
And just wait till Iran blows up like this. And Iran, by the way, will even be worse than North Korea because they have a fundamental religious belief that we are evil. And it's just sad.
The Ayatollah does, but the average person on the street loves America.
Right. But guess who puts their finger on the button of the weapons? It's not the average person on the street.
But we also place too much emphasis on that, I think, as well, on the button and these things. I want to believe more in a spiritual sense in the goodness of mankind and the fact that this stuff isn't going to carry the day. I'd like to think that there's more to us these days than that kind of stuff being the priority. But, you know, we were talking about this last night when we were going through, Meredith was going through the Netflix offerings as I was trying to find the designated survivor. I remembered, I only saw it for the first 10 episodes or so, and we were trying to get caught up before the season starts, and looking through all of the titles for all the movies and all the TV shows, it's all about murder and mayhem. And what is it, Meredith said, what is the fascination, and it's a great question, what's the fascination with murder? Why are there so many, and the fact that the only Law and Order show of all those shows, there were three or four that were really good. The only one that survives is Special Victims, which is all about rape and stuff, pretty much, and horrible sex crimes every week.
I think it's just that your normal human being can't even imagine doing something like that. So there's some kind of interest in people's brains and what causes people to do that. Because I think we're all still trying to figure out how we stop people from doing that. But I don't think you can stop people until you figure out what's causing it. And I have no idea. I have no idea what would happen in your brain that would make you want to murder someone or rape someone. So I don't know. I guess that's why people watch it. I don't really, but there's a ton of shows about it. Are we interrupting your snacking?
No, actually, what I have a jar of Balance of Nature veggies capsules, and I have a canister full of fruit capsules. This is the whole food that I've been talking about. I introduced you a couple of weeks ago to Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. This is an amazing product. And now I have all of this stuff, and you ladies are going to have yours as well to introduce everybody listening to their triad of health. The physical fruits and veggies that are so important. The fellow who came up with the formula is a fellow named Howard, Dr. Howard. And he was this man, a doctor, who was focusing on nutrition with his patients. He knows that we all need to eat more fruits. He knows we all have to eat more vegetables. And even though, you know, he put a lot of effort into it, most of his patients failed to adequately alter their diets. He noticed that supplements and recommendations were changing with each new discovery and the fads around. We all know about the fads. Fruits and veggies in the capsule form. Dried, they were ripened before they were dried, and now they're available to you. At balanceofnature.com, use the code DJV. Time for an important message from MyPillow. If you're having a hard time tossing and turning when you're in bed at night, and you're looking for new pillows, you all know the story of MyPillow. You all know how great they are. Patented adjustable fill. MyPillow stays cool and in place all night long. So, MyPillow sells itself. Here's a special offer for you from me. Four pillows for the price of one from MyPillow. You heard me right. One pillow you pay for, you get three more free. Two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. Low price for one, don't pay for the other three. Make sure you use the promo code DS when you call 800-716-5989. One pillow you pay for, three you get free. 800-716-5989 or go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Remember, use the promo code DS.
This report is brought to you by the National Cybersecurity Alliance. Many consumers do not fully understand how to protect their personal information online. They need to carefully consider the data they continuously generate about themselves and others from their mobile devices and PCs.
Michael Kaiser with the National Cybersecurity Alliance.
Your personally identifiable information is like money. Value it, protect it. At staysafeonline.org, the National Cybersecurity Alliance offers free tips for keeping a clean PC and protecting your privacy online. For tips on how to protect your smartphone or tablet, check out DigitalU at onlinesafety.att.com. DigitalU is a program from our friends at AT&T that provides free tips and tools for protecting your devices and data, keeping your personal information secure, and keeping you safe online.
Protect your privacy online. Visit the National Cybersecurity Alliance at staysafeonline.org and AT&T Digital U at onlinesafety.att.com for more information.
There's people care where I'm going, and good friends to welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, try the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, by your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 150 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll learn the same degree as you would on campus from wherever you are on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, text DISCOVER to 35517. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates and why 87% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU online degrees, text DISCOVER to 35517. That's DISCOVER to 35517.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
We're going to talk about these pumpkin this and pumpkin that stuff. So I just was Googling special pumpkin foods, and I found some pumpkin cider, this pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin beer is delicious, by
pumpkin
the way.
Pumpkin gum. Mm. My God. And let's see here. Pumpkin spice butter from Land O'Lakes. Pumpkin spice oatmeal.
Pumpkin spice butter is probably actually pretty good. Yep. You could put it on your toast and you don't even have to put anything
pumpkin
else on it.
Pumpkin spice candy corn. What are these people, nuts?
I saw pumpkin spice granola in the grocery store last night.
Really?
Yeah, that probably would be good.
Jen is writing all of this down as we speak so she can go try it all.
It's so embarrassing when Trader Joe's goes pumpkin, which they will in like a week or two. I go to through
and
the
you
store
walk out and
like
every card is orange.
Yeah, it's so embarrassing. But
so
I do
when
it.
Did this all start? I feel like I've been asleep here for a century, like Rip Van Winkle. When did all this stuff start? The interest in pumpkin spice, this, that, and the other thing. Where's it going?
I don't know.
In the last 10 years, maybe?
Probably. Yeah.
Wow. I'm looking at all of this is, these, I can't imagine an Oreo cookie that tastes like pumpkin spice.
I think Rich has had them, and he said that they were pretty good. I don't really believe it, but who knows?
I don't know. There's something about it. How about like real Oreos or whatever? But that's it, ladies and gentlemen, our review of pumpkin spice for the moment, because it's 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
The Money Pit time. Time for us to share some intelligent juices with Tom Kreitler, who is the co-host of the nationally syndicated radio program, The Money Pit. If you have questions, he's got answers. Matter of fact, if you go to moneypit.com, there's a place, a special place for you to ask your questions, Tommy, right?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yep, the community section of MoneyPit.com is where you can post your questions and get the answers. Plus, you can subscribe to the Money Pit newsletter and be first to hear about all of our latest freebies and tool giveaways and the like.
Being the first kid on your block to get something free from the Money Pit, go to MoneyPit.com. Answers to some of those questions that have been solicited, as Tom made reference in just a moment here.
Blood cancers are the third leading cause of cancer deaths in the U.S., yet many don't know the impact of the blood cancers, leukemia, lymphoma, and myeloma. Blood Cancer Awareness Month in September provides the opportunity for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society to change that. Someone who knows firsthand the effects of blood cancer is actor and singer Charles Esten, whose daughter was diagnosed with leukemia.
Our Addie was diagnosed when she was 2.5 years old. Today, she's a happy, healthy high school senior, and that is why we are supporters of the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. In its 68-year history, LLS has invested more than $1 billion in research to advance cancer treatments and cures. And the progress made in the blood cancers is helping patients with other cancers and chronic diseases. But there's more work to be done to save more lives. LLS encourages everyone to help us raise awareness of blood cancer this month. Everyone can make an impact. Join the fight this September. Visit LLS.org.
To learn more, call 1-800-955-4572 or visit LLS.org.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, well, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
and see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
6 past the hour, Tom Kreidler from the Money Pit has a question from Sharon, mm-hmm. who has a floor in her upstairs hall. That's encouraging. Nice going, Sharon. But it squeaks under the carpet. No, oh damn it. What's the best way to fix that?
Yeah, that can be
oil
really
the
annoying.
Floor, right?
Well, no, not really. Listen, here's the deal with squeaking floors. If the floor is squeaking, that means that some part of the floor structure is moving. Now, if it's under carpet, it's usually plywood. The best way to fix this, even though you really don't want to take this step, but the absolute best way to do it is to pull that carpet up and then to screw that subfloor to the joist below. You want to use like 2.5-inch drywall screws or decking screws. And once that floor is screwed down in place, it has nowhere to move. The thing is, Doug, that when the carpenters put the wood down, put the plywood down, they use a nail that has a rosin coating. It's actually called a cooler because as you drive the nail through, the friction of driving the nail is supposed to melt this rosin, and then it sort of sticks in place. But it doesn't always work, and so the nails will back in and out of the floor joist as the floors loosen. But because now they're rosin-coated, you know, it makes the worst musical note you've ever heard. It's not like putting rosin on a bow, right? It makes a terrible sound. So you have to kind of lock that floor down. So the best way to do that is to pull the carpet up. Now, if you just can't possibly bring yourself to do that, there is one trick of the trade, and that's this. If you can identify where the floor joist is under the carpet and under the subfloor, and you can do that with any one of the, you know, the good quality stud finders that are out there, you can take a finish nail, and you want to use like a number 10 or a number 12 finish nail. Galvanized is better because they're a little rougher, and you can drive it actually through the carpet and into the plywood and into the floor joist below in a couple of places. Now, when you do that, the carpet will have this little dimple in it, and, you know, it's kind of freaks you out a little bit because you look like you just nailed the carpet off. But if you grab the sort of the nap of the carpet, you can usually pull it right up through the backing, and then that dimple goes away. I will say, though, although that will probably fix the one spot, something else is going to loosen up. And that's just, you know, the way it goes with squeaky floors. Once you fix one spot, you know, it loosens somewhere else. So if you really want to fix it once and for all, pull the carpet up, screw the whole floor down, and you'll never have an issue again.
Now, do you have a brand for a stud finder? Is there a particular brand?
No, a good quality one, though. You know, Stanley makes a number of them, for example.
Okay, so did you get...
Bosch makes one.
Kara?
You know.
Stanley is the stud. I know you've been looking for a good stud finder, so.
Oh, well,
Stanley's
thanks.
Stud finder.
Thanks, Tom.
Oh, no problem. No problem. Yeah, it's going to help you out.
Are we all here to help? That's what we're here. We're here
That's
to
all we
help.
Do.
Absolutely. Right. Tom Kreidler, every weekend, you can check out the Money Pit. Go to moneypit.com, find out where it is on a station near you or the podcast. All this stuff is very cool stuff and very important for you if you want to be healthy and happy at home. 59 after the hour here on the DJV Show.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.